UK radio on a weekend, as per usual, you know. Only one CD player as well, folks. So hopefully it's working. Yes, it's working. I can hear music through my headphones anyway. I hope you like this sort of music. It's not the usual sort of music that goes out. Was hoping programmes from... well, I'll tell you after this track what the programmes were going to be. Due to the post office not sending them, useless. Totally useless. Tune to UK radio, and it's the weekend again. It comes round fairly quickly because of these bank holidays, isn't it? And it's me, Steve, on the air this weekend because basically you don't normally hear me on the air because I'm the engineer, if you can call me that. I normally look after things here and put the programmes out occasionally from here. And but basically there should have been some quality programmes coming up today from Vic Hitler. And unfortunately, they haven't arrived, and that's why I've come on the air myself. Basically, to slag the post office off, because they've screwed up again. They should have delivered so-called cassettes today, because they were coming first class, properly postcoded, etc. But have they arrived? Have they, hell? Post has been delivered to my home location, and it certainly hasn't arrived there, so... post has arrived, but certainly not those those cassettes. So that's annoying, isn't it? It really is annoying. So I've come on in disgust, because normally you can't normally get me on the air, basically. So, but I thought, well, I'll come on and slag the post office off and say, well, this is not the first time, you see, really. In fact, I had an incident fairly recently where I sent a letter down to the southwest of the country in Somerset. Sent a letter down there. And I sent it in good time as well, really, because it was scheduled to be there at a certain time. And, well, the letter didn't go south, it went north. So it ended up, first of all, in Leicester, apparently. And then I think it went up to Manchester. And then eventually it found its way back down again, down to the southwest in Somerset, and got to its location. But it took a week for that to happen. And of course, you know, it was sent first class, and it took a week to get there. And that's just another instance of the post office screwing up again. And many tapes have been sent out to certain locations, and they certainly don't get there the next day, as they're supposed to. And I do know for definite, because I did speak to Mike Wilson last night, and he said that, yes, it was posted at 3 o'clock, and it should get to your home location in good time, because obviously there'll be two collections. There'll be one at that afternoon, and the one in the evening as well. So they've got no excuse for that, really. No excuse whatsoever. So I'm really annoyed. So there you go. So you've got me for about 45 minutes here on the station at UK, and I hope you can hear us reasonably well. Bit of storms about lately, I've noticed, and makes listening a bit awkward, doesn't it? All these crackles and bangs on the radio makes it not very nice to listen to, and I do believe storms on the way again today, so not very good. The location here, it's quite nice. It's the sun is shining, but I've been told not for long, so there you go. Right, hopefully we're getting some more music through the old headphones a second. Don't know what we're going to have, actually. I've only got one CD player in here. And I'm not well organised. I'm not a DJ, you see, really. I'm just a standing engineer. Well, actually, I am standing. It's true that there's no chair in here either. There's some cardboard boxes here. I'll have to sit on these cardboard boxes. Some weird and wonderful tracks on this particular CD, so I may skip them if I find them a bit boring. And you may find them boring as well, you say. You're not really interested in the music, are you? You're interested in what I've got to say. Which is not a lot, really. Post office, you're useless. Slack them off. did you like some of this music I'm playing for you today? It's weird and wonderful stuff, isn't it, really, for UK to be playing. But if you like it, then maybe you'd like to write to us here at the station, and I'll tell you what the tracks are. And, well, you can certainly possibly have a recording of it if you really must. You could send in a tape, couldn't you, really? Anyway, the address is UK Radio, PO Box 53, Bilston, Wolverhampton, WV146YS. I'm relying on memory, actually, because I haven't got it written down, but I think that's right. So let me just have a think about this. Yeah, PO Box 53, Bilston, Wolverhampton, WV146YS, and you're guaranteed a reply. I know they've got some, I was speaking to Mickey Witt the other day, and he's saying that they've got new information and some really good stuff being produced on a computer, and so it's all quality material and good reading, apparently. So I haven't seen a copy of it yet, but I've been told that it's very good. Right, it's UK at the weekend, possibly on 6244, may have to move frequency if it's not clear, but it's a reasonably clear frequency to use, actually, most of the time, and I've been told it's quite good at night time as well, so maybe coming on in the evening as well, maybe from about 9 o'clock. And I did hear somebody announcing that Radio Galaxy was going to be on in the evenings on a Thursday night. From about 9 o'clock, possibly on the 48 metre band shortwave somewhere. So tune around for that Radio Galaxy on a Thursday night, possibly from about 9 o'clock, so that might be worth having a listen for. I'll be certainly having a tune around for that. And what have I got to tell you, really? I've been having a few problems here at the studio with one thing or another. Over the past many months, the studio equipment, mainly the transmitter, it's got a transistorized modulator, and if you over modulate it a little bit, it tends to blow one of the transistors for some unknown reason. And it has been modified. I've modified the changed the actual modulated transformer, which is a better match to the output pair, and hopefully that will prevent it from blowing up. It generally blows one of the transistors, and of course they're not exactly cheap, so it is a bit of a problem, really. But hopefully we'll be giving it as much as we can today, because we have been told that it has been a bit under-modulated at times. So hopefully you can hear us reasonably all right. Right, we're going to try for another track on this CD player. I think it's about only a few minutes to go on this tape, so we'll see what we've got here.
UANA. Marijuana. Marijuana.
Well, that's about it, folks, for us. Hope you've enjoyed some of the music, although very different. Write and tell us. We'd like to know what you think. If you like hearing this sort of weird and wonderful music. Got quite a bit, actually, so anyway, please write. See you soon, folks. Bye-bye.